The largest measure is in the Coeur d'Alene School District, which is asking voters for $40 million for the next 2 years.
And that provides 25% of the district's operating budget. That covers what our state does not fund for public education, but what our community has long said it wants our schools to provide.
That's Coeur d'Alene School District spokesman Scott Maben. That money includes music, arts, sports, and school resource officers. Also in Kootenai County, the Lakeland School District is proposing a two-year $19 million levy, up almost $1 million from its last levy. Post Falls is asking for almost $10 million for 2 years, the same level as the last 4 years. And the Kootenai School District is looking for about $1.5 million over 2 years, a slight decrease from the last annual collection. To the north, the Boundary County School District is staying at the same level as the last years, $4.8 million for 2 years. The West Bonner County School District is looking for $6.9 million for the next 2 years. In Benoit County, the St. Mary's District is asking for a little more than $4 million for 2 years, the same level as the last 6 years. And in Latah County, four districts have levies on the ballot. Potlatch and Kendrick are proposing two-year, $1.6 million supplemental levies. Troy and Genesee have one-year levies for nearly $1 million apiece. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.